Activity 21. 1. Sidbourne earthquake.
An earthquake measuring 6.5 on the Richter scale caused widespread damage to the northern areas of Sidbourne last night, striking around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fire department officials said that 3,000 buildings were completely demolished, while hundreds of fires started when electricity cables were brought down, causing short circuits. A state of emergency was declared in Sidbourne as gas mains throughout the northern suburbs ruptured, causing massive explosions and fireballs that could be seen 80 kilometres away, illuminating the city horizon. Authorities reported that by this morning most of the fires had been brought under control. However, damage to buildings is so severe that hundreds and possibly thousands of people are still trapped under tons of debris. Emergency crews say there's a shortage of heavy rescue machinery and they are powerless to rescue the victims of the quake. Some sections of major highways have been damaged to the point where they are all but impassable. A witness who survived the collapse of her house said that it was the worst earthquake in living memory. Other residents in her area were not so lucky. At least 90% of the downtown area resembles the scene of a nuclear disaster. The latest quake followed a series of minor tremors reported last Friday by the Centre for Seismic Research. A spokesperson for the centre said that despite the repeated warning issued by the centre to government authorities, the government failed to inform the media, with the result that warnings to evacuate the city were not issued. The spokesperson said that this negligence would now be paid for in human lives. Hilary Hughes, reporting from Sidbourne Emergency Coordination Centre, Sidbourne, for ILTC Radio News.
2. Storm lashes Sydney.
Severe storms hit the western areas of the city last night, leaving scenes of destruction and at least 100 homes without power or running water. Dozens of families were left homeless when the roofs of their houses were ripped away. Many of the areas hit were the same ones badly affected by hailstorms last week. In Macquarie Street, the council car park was completely flooded. A Toyota Corolla was badly damaged by floodwaters, which carried the car across the car park and into a large stormwater drain. A separate storm raced through the Federation Botanical Park. It uprooted at least 50 trees. Many of them were over 100 years old. In Menai, several trees were found lying on parked cars, causing an insurance bill that will run into the tens of thousands of dollars. Winds were recorded at speeds of over 70 kilometres an hour. People were trapped in cars for up to an hour because the floodwaters had left them stranded in swollen creeks amidst a sea of debris. There were reports of cars being piled one on top of the other. In Lucas Heights, a tree fell on a minibus that was taking the local soccer team to training. Luckily, all but the driver escaped serious injury. The driver is in a satisfactory condition in Westmead Hospital. For tomorrow, weather reports predict improved conditions with clear skies and an expected maximum temperature in the city of 14. Helen Brooks reporting for ILTC Radio News.